I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born April 21st in Louisville, Kentucky and raised in Overland Park, Kansas, our next guest is a graduate of Shawnee Mission South and the University of Kansas who went on to launch a career in comedy that has found him working on Saturday Night Live, as well as scene-stealing performances in such films as Step Brothers, The Hangover, and Night School, as well as his dramatic work in 12 Strong. You've seen them on Fox NFL Sunday. You've watched a Sony Crackle series, Rob Riggle's Ski Master Academy. But today, he's here to talk about the upcoming 10th annual Big Slick Celebrity Weekend happening this June 7th and 8th to benefit Children's Mercy Hospital. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Rob Riggle.
Oh, you glorious, handsome, brave, patriotic bastard.
Hey, how's it going, man?
How are you? The great Rob Riggle. Mr. Satchel has sent me a message, says he loves you and you owe him $23 from the golf course.
Oh, well, that's actually kind of believable. So, yeah, I probably do owe him some money. When were you talking to him today?
Yeah, he was on just a few minutes ago talking about Rocklahoma 2019, the new album later on this year, getting Michael Starr to finish up the vocals on some of the stuff. And, of course, you've already directed videos for Steel Panther. You guys have been connected. I didn't know what the deep friendship is, but there's a very deep binding friendship between you and the boys in Steel Panther.
Oh, yeah. I love those guys. They are phenomenal musicians.
Of course.
They were just up in Vancouver this week, right?
Yeah, they did three shows up there, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and they killed it up there. And then this week I'm going to probably be meeting up with Styx and Sash to take their money again on the golf course. That's sometimes what you got to do.
What you're saying is they're your drug dealers.
Yeah, these are all code words. Code talk. You get it. You know what I'm talking about.
Big Slick, how about you, man? Coming back. We're just around the corner. It just went on sale in June, June 7th and 8th, thebigslickkc.org. And this time, it's the Big Slick got even to the bigger slick. It moves into Sprint Center.
Yeah. This is our 10th year. I can't believe it, Johnny. You've been with us since the very beginning, since year one.
Yeah.
And I can't believe it's been a decade. But, yeah, we're going into our 10th year. And because of that, we decided to take it up a notch. And I don't know if that was the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do, but we're going for it.
Good.
Fortune favors the bold, so let's just go for it. What the hell?
We're
taking it up.
Like my grandma.
A little bigger.
Like my grandmother used to say, J-Hap, son, Jesus hates a pussy.
See? God, that's a lot of wisdom packed in one punch there. I like that.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's it, and we're going for it. So we're going up in size and scope, and we're actually going to the Sprint Center, this is basically like starting over because everything's new, and we're going out there. We're trying to get some big name acts to come in and entertain us and help us put on a great show. We're reaching out to some great celebrities to come in, and so yeah, everybody's got their foot on the gas, and we're trying to do something special in Kansas City.
Well, I would be amazed if it wasn't commensurate with the size of venue enlarging that we see even a bigger array of stars this year. Because, and by the way, anybody who's worried about losing the really intimate part, because you say Sprint Center, that's not exactly what's going to happen. The stage is, it looks like to me, about halfway down the floor, so there's a very intimate premium seating section in front of the stage, and then just the lower bowl is where you're at right now with selling, and the rest will be kind of curtained, and it still keeps that really cool feel. But there's a lot, first I was a little skeptical, thinking, man, one of the things I love is the intimacy, but then I realized how much more you could do. How many more things you could bring to an event that would really make it even more amazing at the Big Slick.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, the Midland Theater is one of the most beautiful theaters in the country, and I can say that because I've been to a lot of them. And so it's always an honor to play there and be there. But, you know, it sits about, 1,500, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're this part of the Sprint Center we're taking over, which we're not taking over the whole thing. It's not like an AC/DC concert. We're taking over a portion of it, and it's going to be about 5,000 seats. And at the end of the day, the whole reason we're doing this is it's to raise money for Children's Mercy Hospital.
That's right.
And so the more seats we have, hopefully the more money we can raise, and the more help we could provide some of the greatest doctors and nurses in the nation, and help some of the bravest kids and parents you've ever seen in your entire life. So that's why we're taking it up a notch, so we get more money for Children's Mercy.
That's
it. Allow them to keep doing their good work.
And let me tell you something. This is some of the most creative minds in the entertainment industry. Have no fear. The money you spend, that little bitty bit of money that's going to go to such a great, big, wonderful cause, is going to buy you a certain night that you're never going to forget. An intimacy with stars, you'll never see that up close again. Moments of interaction you'll never have again. There's no script. This is just a bunch of like-minded, huge celebrities getting together to help this children's hospital. And I'll tell you, as much as I love the Big Slick, I make myself watch the recap video of all you guys, because people may not know that you guys, almost everybody visits the hospital and goes through to cheer the kids up and go through the wings and look at to remind yourselves where this money really is going, to see these kids who need help. They need great health care. They need to be in a happier place than some downtrodden hospital. And I think Children's Mercy does such an incredible job keeping it from feeling like an institution or a dark place. You know, that's it's a pretty happy place for as heavy as what it's dealing with.
Oh man, you just said it beautifully. Yeah, that was very well articulated. It's, you know, no child is turned away at Children's Mercy, and therefore they require a lot of independent financing to help them be able to do that. And not only that, but you know, it's a Kansas City treasure. Children's Mercy Hospital is world renowned. People from all over the nation. We recruit doctors from all over the world, so it has an unbelievable reputation. And we in Kansas City, it's ours. It's our baby. It's like our Royals and our Chiefs. You know, we got to take care of them.
Yeah.
And we got to take care of Children's Mercy. So that's why, you know, that's why we all are involved. That's why we all dedicate ourselves to it every year, and we go out there and we recruit as many wonderful celebrities to come all the way back to Kansas City, give up an entire weekend away from their families, their downtime, their free time to come help us. So we're very excited, and we're very proud of Kansas City. We're very proud to be from there. We want everybody in the world to know how awesome Kansas City is. That's why we try to bring everybody back.
Well, the Big Five, man, the Rushmore of Kansas City, Rudd and Riggle and Koechner and Stone Street and Sudeikis. It is, I'm so proud of all you guys, man, just because, you know, I obviously you and Koechner, we know the best, but I've definitely interactions with Jason and Paul and Erica over the years, and incredible people, and Paul's mother, Gloria, and all of your families. It's really something to see it, and it bums me out that more people in Kansas City, I think they don't realize how this really started. Was it's families, it's your families throughout the year, and all of you guys who have stayed friends, talking about it to one another, going, hey, man, we all know Children's Mercy. We'd love to do something for Kansas City. And all five of you get together in a very competitive world of acting and comedy where everybody's vying for some of the same parts. It's pretty amazing to watch you guys come together.
Yeah, well, thanks. You're right. It's a complete team effort. Our families, when we started this, you know, we recruited our family members to help us because they were on the ground actually in Kansas City. And, you know, we didn't even know what we were doing. We set a goal that first year of raising $50,000. And we ended up raising, I think, just over $100,000. And so we thought, wow, that was better than we ever imagined. You know, that was very successful. So let's do it again next year. Why not? And our goal will be $1,000 more than we made the previous year. We just kept doing that. And last year, in year nine, we raised $1.75 million in a weekend. And so, you know, this year our goal is, you know, hopefully to raise $1.76 million, you know, to top ourselves from last year. And if Kansas City shows up like they've done in the past, we'll do that. And we'll quite literally save some lives over at Children's Mercy.
Yeah, and again, I'll go back to those recap videos. You might want to go ahead and close the office door, take a little private time before you watch that, because there's no human being that can watch that and not get choked up when they see the good that's done and those kids that so genuinely need a brighter part of their day and somebody to, you know, it's a scary thing to be a kid on the best day, but to be a kid who's sick, be a kid who's in a place that's not their home, it's really hard on their family, it's hard on them. And so to support this and then to take your time and go and look, nobody's comfortable seeing a sick kid. I don't care who you are. It's an uncomfortable feeling because you want them to be better. And every one of you guys take the time and you push your own feelings out of the way and you go, you know, let's go cheer some people up and have a great day today. And that, I don't care what anybody says, that's a real thing. And it really does take a lot of character to put yourself in that place.
Well, you're very gracious and kind to say that, but yeah, and the staff over there at Children's Mercy, every day they're over there fighting to save those children's lives and to cheer them up and to give them joy and some sense of peace. And, you know, if you're a parent, even if you're not a parent, you know, it impacts you on such a deep, profound level.
Sure.
You feel like you don't have a choice. Once you see it, you can't unsee it.
That's right.
Once that bell's been rung, you can't unring it, you know, and you hear the truth or you hear the calling, you gotta do it. And that's why I'm always so proud of Kansas City, is because when we started this thing, you know, we didn't know what we were doing. We were just a group of guys trying to do the right thing, hopefully, and Kansas City showed up.
And they brought the
checkbooks, and they got on board with this program. And as a result, Children's Mercy Hospital has been the beneficiary of some wonderful love and some awesome fiscal kindness by this great city.
And you guys, look, you can buy tickets to see the ball game when they play. You can go register your team to go play in the Big Slick Bowling Tournament. It pins. But it's the thing that really gets me, and I think is such an incredible opportunity for people, are the one-of-a-kind auction items. Like, you want to go to a KU basketball game with Rob Riggle? You want to go see the Chiefs play? You want to walk the red carpet? You want to go to a movie premiere? Do you want to have lunch with a director, a world-acclaimed? I mean, if you love entertainment and movies and TV shows and comedy, the things that are available are never going to be repeated again. This is unlimited access to a moment in time that, again, if you're a fan of any of these things, these actors and musicians, it really is an amazing thing. And all the money goes to Children's Hospital, Children's Mercy Hospital, and then it's even, I believe it's even tax deductible.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean you're absolutely right. The uniqueness of our auction is unlike any in the nation. And I've been to countless charity events throughout this country for many different reasons, but I've never ever seen any auction like the Big Slicks. I mean, last year, Paul Rudd auctioned off the opportunity to walk the red carpet with him at the Ant-Man premiere.
And go to
the movie with him, and then afterward go to the after party. Like, it doesn't get any bigger than that. Like, as far as if you want a Hollywood experience, it's as cool as it'll ever get. There's Johnny Knoxville, who's just a wonderful man, a great human being. He's come to, I guess, three or four Big Slicks, and he couldn't make it last year, but he offered up an auction package and ended up flying a couple from Kansas City who won the package, flew them to South Africa to watch him and actually get to be in his movie, get to be a walk-on in his movie, I believe. And they just hung out on set, and then he put him up in a hotel, and they got a couple days in town. I mean, it was just, he did all of that on his own dime just to help support Big Slick.
That's absolutely.
There's some amazing packages out there.
Yeah, so the next time your friend talks about how he sat next to Tom Skerritt on an airplane, you can you can break that one out. Well, I was in a movie with Johnny Knoxville. We spent the whole day together, went to dinner and hung out. You know, I was sitting next to Rob Riggle courtside at the Jayhawks game. I was with Kechter at the Chiefs. I was with Paul Rudd at Ant-Man. It is one of those moments in time. And again, even as good as that is, remember, what you did is even better. You the money you spent to have that moment all went to Children's Mercy Hospital to help a kid, man. And that's how there's no more winning than that. That is the win-win-win. Everybody wins in that.
Yeah, and win-wins are so rare, so you got to grab them when you can.
I mean, the chance to shower with Rob Riggle is really...
I think that's still on the package.
It's at a truck stop just outside of Lawrence.
Kechner with his make a sweat lodge out of couch cushions.
Yeah, there's that, and the one I-70, I think it's a Flying J truck stop, but yeah, we'll shower, it'll be great.
It's a lot of fun to be had, kids. A lot of fun. Adult fun. And this is, and by the way, for the record, get these tickets for the Sprint Center. Just know, it's probably not going to be a little kid-friendly event, and that's okay. This is more adult, and I'm not talking dirty, but it's going to have an adult nature to it. People are getting together. It's not scripted. Having a couple drinks, telling some stories. So again, it's going to be more of an adult nature. Just be aware of that. And I say that. It probably comes out a little heavier than it needs to. But just know, if you have an 8-year-old and you're super offended by, you know, a couple of dirty words maybe popping out here and there, maybe you sit this one out and bid online.
Yeah, I think that's probably your safest bet. Yeah, this is definitely adults. We're trying to have a party, trying to have fun. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so there, you know, words can fly out that might not be Sunday school words.
Smartest thing I ever saw. Funniest thing and smartest thing I ever saw, one of the first slicks, I watched him push the bar cart out onto the stage, and everybody could get a drink, and I went, here's where it gets interesting. And you just saw guys get loose, not hammered, but loose with no script, and nobody was trying to one-up. Everybody was making each other laugh, and you saw the most genuine, like if you sat in on a Saturday Night Live writers meeting, or you sat you were the fly on the wall in an incredibly... exclusive back room in a club with the biggest stars. That's what it felt like you were watching.
Yeah, I never got to see the Rat Pack, but I you've seen clips of their show in Vegas where they wheel out, where they're all having a couple pops, mm-hmm. and they're all having fun on stage. It had that kind of feel to it, I think, as well.
It did, and it was really fun and loose, and it felt so honest, and that's what made it so much fun, is there was no script. It was guys having fun. And until you've seen Kevin Pollak and Rob Riggle or Kechner, you know, there's so many different human beings in that room that it is a once in a lifetime chance. The Sprint Center's happening. You guys can get tickets. There are tickets available. I think the premium seating is sold, but the first rows of the first bowl are available. So that's happening June 7th and 8th. 8th is the big event as well. But are there still room to put a team in on the pin side?
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Say that again.
Yeah, that's pinstripes.
Pinstripes.
On Saturday morning, they'll do the bowling, and then they do the red carpet event there. That's a great place if you have kids and you want to go see them. If you can't make it to the Royals game on Friday night at Pinstripes, they have a little bit of a red carpet as they bring them into Pinstripes and all the bowling, and you get to get up close to the celebrities and get a good look at them.
Absolutely. By the way, the way it goes down is on Friday night, we play a softball game out of Royal Stadium before the actual Royals game. Like, I think we got special permission from Major League Baseball for them to waive batting practice so that we could play our softball game on the big field. So that all the celebrities will be out there for that. And then hopefully we're going to have more celebrities that can actually play in the game. So they'll be out there taking pictures and walking around and hopefully enjoying themselves and getting a real taste of Kansas City. And then Saturday we get up, we go visit the kids, and then go bowling out of Pinstripes. Then we come back, quick shower, and then we're off to the show at the Sprint Center, the show and the auction. And we're going to get some great acts to come in and entertain us and give us a great, joyful night. And we're going to raise as much money as we can through these three big events. And then everybody flies home on Sunday with a mild hangover, but feeling
mild.
Warm.
I went on vacation one year. In fact, it was the first slick, and Gloria Rudd, Paul's mother, had called and asked if we could participate in it. And thank for, I'm so glad she did. So I literally pushed my flight back a couple days, and then we did it. And that Sunday, I was at the airport to fly out for a week's vacation, and I've never seen so many, like, people holding their head in their hands, and they were smiling and had a good time, but everybody was so gentle with themselves.
Yeah,
like,
if you'd had a cart of Pedialyte, you'd have sold $1 million.
Oh my God. I mean, if you walk in with a bottle of Advil, they would have been asking for your autograph. It was
it almost looked like a return flight from Vegas.
Yes, it did, Mr. Riggle. Yeah. Oh, which I saw him wriggle one day. I looked, my eyes were bleeding. They were bleeding. And I was standing in line by myself to leave Vegas, and there's the beautiful Mr. Rob Riggle, handsome, rested, hydrated.
Just gorgeous. Yeah.
And even more beautiful wife.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, and just as I saw Rob, he saw me, and of course he's super like, hey, buddy, how are you? And I'm like,
smell.
Yeah. Vomit my hair. It was off. I felt embarrassed for myself. Like, it was bad.
You have a good poker face, man, because I couldn't tell at all. You seemed like you were on top of your game.
Oh, you're such a liar.
I know.
You know who I did? I wanted to tell you this because, for those of you who don't know, if you didn't think Rob was great enough yet, you know he was a retired lieutenant colonel in the Marines. And all this time, he's been a part of our great military. And I had dinner this last year, or earlier this year, with Richard Marcinko, commander of SEAL Team 2-6 and Red Cell. And then Mr. O'Neill, the Hall of Fame Army Ranger who taught all of the, and brought, they still use it today, all of the hand-to-hand combat stuff. And so sitting at that table watching these two salty bastards insult each other and then tell stories about Army, you know, Army, Navy, it was, I thought about you while I was there. I was going, I wish Rob could hear this conversation right now.
Oh, my gosh. That, to be a fly on the wall for that would have been amazing. Yeah, those guys, talk about real deal. Holyfield, those guys, I'm sure their stories were fantastic. Oh, my God.
Oh, it was unbelievable, the brotherhood and the truth and everything. It was just amazing to see what it's like. So Gary O'Neill, the Army Ranger, legendary. Just he's Army Ranger Hall of Fame. He builds custom motorcycles, long-haired guy down in Texas. But his run through Central and South America with, you know, the things he would talk about. And then, you know, you talk about through Vietnam with Marcinko and Rogue Warrior, and then kidnapping an admiral's wife and stealing a nuclear submarine. I mean, dude, it is, you would have absolutely loved this.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. When you get to spend, if you're ever lucky enough or fortunate enough to spend time with people that are the real deal, it's different. You can hear it in their stories. You can hear it in their voice. And you realize you're hanging out with somebody pretty special that's done something pretty amazing. So I bet it was amazing.
Well, Rob, I tell you what, man. Which, by the way, they have FUBAR tequila. It's that's what Richard's doing. And I wanted to make sure I asked you, how is Loaded doing? Loaded still available in Kansas City? Loaded is, of course, one of Rob Riggle's wonderful spirits. And it's one of the nicest and best tasting vodkas I've ever had.
Thank you. It is.
It really is.
I would agree. It's an amazing tasting vodka. It is still available, and you can get it at Hy-Vee, I think, and Harry's.
That's right. All the Harry's have it. That's right. David Ball and the Constantinos are carrying it, and I believe Lucas Liquor is also carrying it.
Yeah. So it's. We're very proud of it, and we're gonna keep it going as long as we can. So yeah, it's doing well.
All right, listen. Anything I can do, man. Big Slick is coming up. Get your tickets now because it will sell out. You want to be as close as you possibly can. Jump on BigSlickKC.org, and there's a link there to buy tickets. So you want to do it fast because I'm telling you, hey, it's the right thing to do, and it will be the best money you've ever spent. I think the tickets now are like $79, which that's $79 to a charity. You would always give 80 bucks to a charity to help a kid, always. But imagine if you gave the 80 bucks. Now, what here is a ticket to something you're never going to be able to see again. You can't buy anywhere else. It's never going to be duplicated in any city anywhere in America. It's a pretty amazing thing to receive for $80 that went to help a kid.
You just said it absolutely perfect, Johnny. I can't do any better than you just did it, my man. And thank you. Thank you for your constant support. Thank you for caring about the kids at Children's Mercy. Thanks for caring about Kansas City, man, because it makes a huge difference. And I can't wait to spend time with you this year at Big Sling.
It'll be great, man, with you and Rudd and Sudeikis and Stone Street and Koechner. You really are. It's corny as it sounds, you are Kansas City treasures and legends. And the fact your friends come in, it's the reason this city is maybe the greatest secret in all of the United States.
I agree. It is one of the greatest secrets. Not for long, though. We're exposing it.
Yeah, I love you, man. Listen, have a great day, my friend. I will see you very soon. If not, I will see you by the time we hit the Big Slick.
All right, brother. Thank you so much.
See you, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.